KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
It's Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
Morning, it's Daily Scramble Live. I feel great. How do you feel, Ty?
I've had better mornings.
Yeah, you don't look too
I've had better mornings indeed.
Well, thanks for coming into work, even though you don't feel too good.
I'd like to introduce a very special co-host today.
Yep.
Esther Marquez. Hey, Esther Marquez.
Hi, good morning.
Morning,
Esther's going to host the entire show with us today. She's our cleaning lady. She's got the morning off, so she's going to do the whole show.
Right, let's do the whole thing in Spanish.
Yeah. Esther, would you like to say welcome to the show to everybody in Espanol?
Bienvenidos al show de Tyler Russell.
That was pretty easy. Like, you weren't even included.
I wasn't even included. Well, you know. It's El Daily Scramble Live.
I'm doing a juice cleanse today, despite my feeling.
No, you're not. That's a really stupid idea, especially if you're sick. You need protein. You need the whole lot.
Let's discuss, because the juice guys come in at 7:30, whether we like it or not.
The juice man cometh.
So we'll talk about it here in a second. It is Daily Scramble Live. It's Wednesday, I think. And it's KX93.5.
On KX93.5, your Daily Scramble News now.
I'll tell you what, this is going to be the most energetic news you've ever heard.
All right, Ty, you're doing great, mate.
Let's start with local news.
Go on then.
Courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom.
Mm.
State water regulators released their monthly report card on water use, and the two water districts serving Laguna Beach customers both hit their 24% water conservation targets in October. In October, Laguna Beach County Water District, which provides water to customers north of Wesley Drive, conserved 24.1% compared to a year ago, slightly above cutback targets. And the South Coast Water District customers, those in South Laguna, dialed back their use 25.8%. So SOLAG won, basically. South Coast General Manager Andy Brunhart blamed hot weather for consumption, only drying up 25.8% in October compared to previous months where customers curbed water use by 30%. In fact, conservation by consumers even prompted the South Coast Board to ease up irrigating restrictions for October and allowed watering 2 days a week, but for the rainy season has reimposed restrictions to once a week. That began November 1st. They still say we need to make every effort to reduce our daily water use in order to meet our mandatory reduction goal and ensure a reliable water supply.
Yeah, yeah, blah, blah, blah.
But we're doing well. That's all right. What that story
makes me said. Want to go to the bathroom anyway, all that talk of water.
And flush it thrice? All right, let's look outside the Laguna bubble this morning. Huge news yesterday, the birth announcement of Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and his wife say they'll devote nearly all their wealth, roughly $45 billion, to solving the world's problems in celebration of their new baby daughter, Max. Zuckerberg's wife, Priscilla Chan, gave birth to a 7-pound, 8-ounce daughter last week, but the couple didn't put out the news until yesterday when Zuckerberg, of course, posted on Facebook, and he said over time, he'll commit 99% of his Facebook stock holdings to such causes as fighting disease, improving education, and building strong communities. The couple had previously pledged to give away at least half their assets during their lifetime, but hadn't provided specifics. Now it's 99%. A new organization called the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative will pursue those goals.
I think that's great. Good for him.
Unbelievable.
Well, it is unbelievable. And then I think we should say this. If you've got that kind of money and you don't want to give 99% of it away, we're going to tax you anyway.
Very true.
That's the way we should do it.
What's 1% of 45 billion? Hang on, let me do it right now.
Go on then.
How many zeros are in a billion?
Well, it's, oof, goodness
45,
me.
45,000.
I don't know. Six in a million.
450,000 for 4.5 million, 450 million. All right, I think I got it.
Go.
Times 0.01. It's still $45 million.
Great. Well, you know, if you're born and you get $45 million bucks for being born to a rich daddy, that's all right, isn't it?
So he's still keeping $45
million. Yeah, he'll pass it on to his kids.
I think
that's
I did that right. It could be $4.5 million.
If it's $4.5 million.
It's still fine.
You know what? If it's $45, you're doing all right. You know, I don't remember what my dad left me. Oh, that's right, a load of debt. So it's fine. Whoever it is going to be fine.
It confuses me that the calculator doesn't have commas, so it's hard for me to, you know what I mean?
But the kid's going to be fine, and, you know, that money, you know, has to be given to exactly what he's giving it to. We should give everybody a chance to look great, and then when they don't, we just take the money anyway. That's my feeling about it.
I'm glad you're in support of this. This may interest you, Jason Fetty. Wales. You're from nearby there.
Oh, not Wales, but Wales.
How do you pronounce it?
Wales. No.
No.
Whales are the animal.
Whales are the animal.
Wales.
Wales.
Wales is the country, yeah.
Wales.
Yeah, much maligned country.
Wales. It's weird now.
It's Wales.
Wales has become the first nation in the UK to introduce a revolutionary new system to increase the number of organ donors.
Oh.
From Tuesday, adults will be regarded as having consented to organ donation unless they've opted out. More than 1 million people, 34% of the population, have registered to opt in already. Only 86,000 have opted out. The health minister calls it a groundbreaking step, which will save lives.
Yeah, it's all very well, but people in Britain drink way too much alcohol, smoke too many cigs, and eat complete crap food. Nobody wants your organs.
And finally, I included this last story for you as well. TV has brought us a lot of classic drum battles, right? But no duel of drumming demigods has built years of anticipation quite like what went down on last night's episode of The Muppets, the new variety show. Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters set in with Miss Piggy's house band, and he dueled against his longtime nemesis, Animal, on the drum.
Oh, that's great.
So they both played so hard that they ended up knocking their drum kits off the stage.
Yeah, sure.
And they looked at each other and decided it was a tie.
Great.
Yeah.
That's great. What channel is that on? We don't get cable.
I believe it's on ABC.
Right. Yeah.
You haven't watched it yet?
No.
I know you really wanted to, right?
Where can I find it on the internet? Where can you find, like, TV shows like that?
Good question. Hulu.
Hulu, yeah. Yeah, but they don't always have everything.
Hulu is last night's TV today. Netflix is more like on-demand, older stuff.
But they don't have it. They don't have everything. Hulu doesn't have
everything. They don't have everything.
No.
I'm watching a great show right now called Nathan For You. Have you heard about this show?
No, I have not.
It's this really lame, like, socially awkward gentleman who's giving marketing advice to businesses, but he's intentionally giving them terrible ideas, and they have to go implement the idea to try to improve their business. For example, in the first episode, he suggests that a yogurt shop employ a poo-flavored yogurt. And he gets a poo-flavored yogurt made and has people come in and taste it.
Wow. Is it a reality show?
Yes, it is.
Reality, right. It's not a comedy.
But it's hilarious. It's comedy. It's comedy, and it's on Comedy Central. You got to watch it. It's great.
Poo-flavored. That sounds like a great idea because it's not actually going to be.
Well,
is it actually?
It was actually.
Was it revoltingly?
It was revolting.
Was it horrible?
That was so funny about it.
Wow.
You got to watch it. You'd love it.
Mm.
Anyway, that's some news today. Are you satisfied?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, good.
I think that's quite enough of that.
We'll talk about my juice cleanse in a minute. Joey from Art of Juicing / Art of Fitness will be here to deliver the juice and explain to me what I'm getting into.
All of these things just make me feel a bit guilty and weird.
All right.
I'm going on a diet. Oh, God, I hate you.
No.
Oh, I'm doing a juice cleanse.
Oh,
I hate you.
Come on.
I joined the gym. I hate you.
You know me. I've never even considered something like
that. It's not you, Tyler. I promise you. It's not you. It's me. It's the idea of it.
Okay, thank you. Sounds like we're breaking up.
It's not you. It's me. I hate you.
Here's a band called Social Skills, the song It's Invisible.
Hey, if you know those things like you put your face, people say it's good if you put your face over a bowl of steam to steam your, you know, to stop your snotty nose in the morning.
Okay.
I want to get something like that. But I think you can get a cup that just fits neatly over your nose and mouth. What would you call that?
A steam face cup.
Face
cup with steam.
Because I'm searching steamer cup and it's coming up with rice makers. That's not it, is it?
Well, while you're getting steam in your face, I'm going on a juice cleanse.
Fogless shower mirror. No, that's not it.
Not it either.
Steam facial hydration. It's not facial hydration I want, is it?
Can I tell you about this?
Yeah, sorry, go ahead. Clothes steamer?
Joey from the Art of Fitness is going to be in a moment.
All right.
They have a subdivision called Art of Juicing.
I'm already embarrassed because we joined Art of Fitness 2 weeks ago. Haven't been yet.
Well, you can take it up with Joey in about 2 minutes.
It's Joey's fault.
No, he'll take it up with you, maybe.
Yeah.
So I'm going on a juice cleanse. The reason why is because of a few reasons. One, I feel like I progressively am eating myself into my own demise.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I just keep eating, and as I get older, I exercise less, and I sit more, and I eat, and I eat, and my portions
fuse,
and
I eat
so much.
You're preaching to the choir.
I eat.
I've ruined myself through eating. Terrible eating habits. Terrible, you know, exercise. And my dad did the same thing, and I know if I don't make a change, a difference, I'm just going to go the way of my dad, which is to die earlier than he should.
Well, that is extraordinarily depressing.
I know. I'm telling you the truth. And so every time somebody's on it, and I find it, I'm one of these people who finds it really difficult to get going with these
kinds
of things.
Well, maybe you should do this with me.
I promised to play tennis at 11 o'clock this morning, and I didn't pack a bag full of... I'm just not going. I'm
not
going to
go. But you said you've done a juice cleanse before.
I have. We did the whole juice. We watched a movie with an Australian guy about juice cleansing. People will know this film if they've, you know, something, it's juice, something, whatever, anyway. This guy's totally into it. He's changed his life. He had some terrible skin diseases and all kinds of things. And he fixed himself by juice cleansing.
Really?
Yeah.
For how long? Just over and over again?
He lives this life.
So he only drinks juice exclusively?
I think he eats some salad and he's careful about what he's, you know.
So you did it after watching that movie?
We did it. We bought a very expensive juicer thing. And
you did it yourself. You made your own juice.
Oh, yeah. We totally make our own juice.
Wow.
In fact, last week, here's what we do. Last week, I said, come on, we're going to get back on the juice thing. And Ava said, all right. I said, right, I'm going out. I'm going to get some kale. So I went out and got some kale, spinach. Because I'm diabetic, so we can't have loads of fruit in there.
Got it.
It's got to be kale, spinach, and just maybe a kiwi to just take the edge off. Because kale.
Not a New Zealand person, let me tell you the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. Not Neil Finn. But the thing about that is that I'm honest about it. People will tell you that they'll be eating a kale salad, you know, and this is lovely.
Oh, yeah.
It's revolting.
It is.
Kale is really disgusting. And that's the honest truth. That if you think that kale's nice, get over yourself. You're lying for a start to yourself and to your friends and family. Kale's revolting. So you've got to mask it. You've got to mask it with cranberries or something.
If I ever eat kale, I bake it extensively, salt all over it, olive oil. Yeah. I think that completely ruins the fact that I'm trying to eat something healthy,
it probably
right?
destroys any nutritional value.
So I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm not a healthy person. I'm not a nutritional person. And I wanted to kind of take a leap of faith here with the juice cleanse.
Right.
So I'll be drinking nothing but juice for the next 3 days.
He's going to tell us all about it. So I'm just telling you the bad side of this.
Right.
My phone's pinging away. The wife's going, don't tell them about our lives. So, I bought kale and I bought spinach and I bought kiwi fruits. Blah, blah, blah. Put them in the fridge. Now, we're having a new fridge delivered today. Where do you think that kale is now? It's in the old fridge.
Right.
So it's going in the trash. The kale and the spinach, which I bought 10 days ago, is going in the trash. And that's so difficult.
That's
so
telling. Difficult. That's the perfect metaphor for your situation. You bought the kale. 10 days later, you throw it away.
You know what? Cut out the middleman. Just eat French fries. And you know, if you're eating kale, by the way, then I'll share this and I'll shut up. And you want to mask the flavor? Quinoa won't do it.
Well, now we know where you stand. Joey from Art of Fitness will be here shortly. He's going to explain to us the benefits of a juice cleanse and tell me what I'm getting into, which is going to start this morning with my juice breakfast. Here's New Cage the Elephant. It's called Mess Around.
Daily Scramble Live.
I love that song, Population U. They're a band out of like Costa Mesa area. Remember those Hispanic fellas that came in and just
they were
rocked
wicked.
Out?
Yeah,
so good.
Nice guys. Sort of a family of guys.
Totally.
Very down to earth.
20 Feet Tall was the name of that song. We are Daily Scramble Live. I'm Tyler Russell. That's Jason Fetty.
Morning.
I already feel better. I'm not even kidding. I already feel better. I took one drink of my first juice.
No,
I really do.
You've literally drank the Kool-Aid.
I've converted.
I can't believe you, Tyler.
All right, so Joey the Juice, that's what I'm calling you, is in studio. Joey's from Art of Juicing, which is in Art of Fitness here in town. And they've been gracious enough to let me try a 3-day juice cleanse. So first of all, thank you and welcome to the show, sir.
Absolutely. My pleasure, Tyler.
So if you don't mind, why don't we just start? Why don't you just do an overview of what a juice cleanse is and why someone would want to do it?
Well, a juice cleanse is something to clean your body, to clear your mind, kind of reset and get back on track. What's your name again? Sorry.
Jacob. I'm so out of here.
We were having so much fun a minute ago. We were laughing. He was making me laugh.
Hi, good morning.
Can
I just say, you don't look overly healthy, and that's a good sign. I thought some guy was going to walk in here looking like, you know, Stretch Armstrong, but you look like a normal guy.
Well, you were talking about getting off track, and this kind of helps you get back on track, a cleanse. It also helps, detoxify your body, get those toxins out, clean your colon, clean your liver from all those, pesticides and GMOs that we eat that's kind of found in every food around here, cleaning your intestines. You know, getting rid of all those meats and sugars and dairies and that caffeine that everybody needs to have in the morning to do their daily deal.
It says there's some signs that you need to do a cleanse: a weakened immune system, troubled skin, allergies, low moods or anger, sleeplessness, poor digestion, weight gain. I think I've had all of those things in recent times.
Right.
So we'll see. I mean, so 3 days of doing this, you can really legitimately, once you get through some humps and some obstacles, you really, after coming out of it, can tell the difference.
Oh, absolutely. The first couple days, depending on how your eating habits are, if they're really bad, then you could have a difficult first and second day. After that, it gets a little better for you, and then you really do see a sign. The sleeplessness, you could go to bed easier. You don't have a downtime during the day. The benefits just keep going on. Your skin's clear if your skin's kind of irritating yourself. It clears up. I mean, it's, your mind's clear. You think faster. It's pretty amazing if you could stick with it, you know. And the kale is mass for you, if you wanted to.
I'm already drinking a kale drink right now.
No, I should say in my own defense that it's a listen, the bottom line, because there's not much good science about whether it's good for your skin or good for your liver. In fact, a lot of it's been debunked. As soon as people like annoying women like Gwyneth Paltrow come on the TV and start waffling on about this stuff in an unscientific fashion, and my mind shuts. I think a lot of people's does, you know. But the fact is, when we were juice cleansing for a year, that, you know, when we weren't cleansing, we were drinking juice in the morning, we felt better. And we were.
You did it as a supplement to your existing
diet. Yeah, we did
diet.
A cleanse yeah. first, and then we continued by drinking juice every morning mm-hmm. on top of, you know, what became progressively worse and worse food.
Yeah.
You know, truthfully, that is the honest truth.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, you know, a bottle of that juice, you're drinking a pound of vegetables.
Right. You tell me what's
there's,
in this.
There's
this
two
juice
or three
again.
Pounds of veggies in that.
Right. Wow. You never eat
in this one bottle.
Yeah, in that one bottle. Yeah. And you saying, you know, listening to people like Gwyneth and talk about, I just kind of go my life with finding out myself.
Right.
You know, that's with anything. Yeah. With if somebody says something bad about somebody, I don't know them, you know, I'm going to.
But Gwyneth Paltrow's annoying. You've got to admit, she's yeah. annoying. Man. She's really depressing. But you know, like you say, my experience was that it was really good. Got to get back on it. Problem is, how do you make? Can you make juice the night before?
It depends what kind of juicer you have. If you're using such thing like a blender or a bladed action machine, like those big machines that make all that noise,
yeah.
You're not getting as much nutrients because you're essentially heating up the veggies and you're killing it with the bladed action.
Right.
So your body actually has to work harder to get less nutrients. Cold press is definitely the way to go because your body has to work less to get more. Essentially, the veggies are still living. So you're getting a lot more live enzymes that help break down those nutrients and your body could absorb them more efficiently.
Really? So the yeah. blender's not, because we've got one of these, we've got a high power blender thing
mm-hmm.
that we were told was better than a juicer because you were still getting the fiber from the.
Well, obviously you still need your fiber, which you could get fiber from many other places. But as far as getting the fresh, that's why, you know, if you eat a raw salad, you know, nothing cooked on it.
Yeah.
You get these amazing nutrients and you feel good about it. Even though if you have, you know, a kale dish and you soak it in olive oil and garlic and butter, it's, it tastes amazing, right, but you're just not getting the same feeling as you are if the veggies are fresh.
And you're eating a load of butter, which clearly, you know.
And a load of butter as well, yes.
And Tyler's sick, so.
Right, I'm a little sick. So in starting this, I was hesitant, thinking, oh, this is going to make me feel worse. But Joey, you mentioned that going on a juice cleanse actually will get rid of a lot of the things that made you ill.
Most of my clients, once they start feeling sick, they come in and they say, hey, I'm feeling, you know, a cold coming on, and I say, what symptoms do you have? And then I make them a juice.
Really?
And then I've never had a client that hasn't come in the next couple of days and say, oh my gosh, I think it's for your juice.
Yeah, it's very holistic,
dude.
Isn't it?
Really, yeah.
So what's in this first juice that I'm drinking?
That first juice is our most popular juice. That is kale, chard, parsley, dandelion, romaine, cucumber, ginger, celery, and a little bit of apple
It's very green, of course.
Yeah. You can mask the revolting flavor of the chard by, you know, with the other stuff.
But it's I saw Tyler after he drank it, you know, it was like a refreshing feel. He
totally. Did that. Immediately, I was like, yeah, all right, I get it. Yeah. Now, there's so much nutrients in here, mm-hmm. but you're not chewing anything. So does your body think it's hungry?
That's the only problem that most people have.
Yeah.
Now, most people actually are not hungry. They just think they're hungry because of the lack of chewing.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So if they once they get past the whole chewing part, because we've been doing it our whole life, so it's something that we're used to, if you get past that, then it's no problem at all. It's just that whole placebo effect of
how about a little chewing gum?
No, yeah. Will I only drink it?
No, because that's
Chris,
I can only drink water, right? Not, it's just water and juice.
There's no water.
No, I mean, that's all I can do.
I also have chia seeds here with you, and you'll be drinking water in between each juice. You'll be having a juice every 2 hours.
Oh.
In between each juice, you'll be having water, the same amount of water, 16 ounces, and you're going to put a little bit of chia seeds in, and that actually helps with your fiber, your omega-3 fatty acids, so that'll help you feel a little bit fuller as well, and they're cool to crunch on,
so too. You drink a lot of juice a day. It's not like three meals of juice. It's every 2 hours.
Every 2 hours.
Right, yeah. Okay. So I'm abandoning the traditional meal setup during this.
Yeah, it's like the nutrition pyramid back in school
yeah.
when we were young, and it was like the biggest box was grains.
Right.
Veggies was like the littlest box. It's kind of turned around now.
Yeah.
Like you were talking about, you don't exercise very often, and it's hard to get, you know. To have a healthy body, it's actually 80% nutrition and 20% exercise.
Oh, that's good news.
So get back on your juice.
Because I'm eating 80% of the time.
Yeah.
You know.
So if you have your juice every day sitting here, you know, you'll be on track.
So I don't need to think about, like, partitioning this too much. I don't have to worry about drinking it slowly or saving some because in 2 hours I'm going to have another one.
Yeah. So you could slowly drink it. You could
I'm halfway done with it.
No,
already.
I think this is a brilliant thing. I'm really tempted to do it myself, totally.
You have done it, though.
I have done it before, and it was. And you know what? By day three, Joey's right. You totally feel like you're on some kind of amphetamine.
Yeah.
I mean, you feel speedy.
Yeah.
Because you're just not weighted down by...
Well, we'll be emceeing hospitality night at the end of my juice cleanse.
Yeah.
So the entire town of Laguna... We'll see how this is affecting.
I won't have to do anything. Tyler's just going to be motor mouth.
You can see how it happens and how it ends for him, and then decide if you'd like to try.
Oh, I know it's going to be hard because I eat a lot. I eat more than anybody I know that's my size, you know, and I eat more than I should.
You do, but you metabolize it. You're not fat.
I do. Well, I know because I'm still young, but that's going to change, obviously, in my life. Yeah, so that's maybe why I want to try to slow that down and maybe take one step in that direction.
Exactly the same way as you.
Yeah.
I eat more than any of my friends, and all my friends are bigger than I am.
Yeah.
Although, you know, the way I eat is probably a reason too. Just because I do eat healthy as possible.
Sure.
But I mean, you know, I love all you could eat. You know, sushi.
Well, that's fairly healthy, right?
That's fairly healthy. You couldn't be the fat guy behind the counter at the juice cleanse bar.
No. Yeah.
My brother's a big guy. Or actually, he had the stomach staple thing, so he's slimmed down now. But he was a big guy, but he owns a gym
mm-hmm.
with his wife in Las Vegas. And he's not allowed in it. He's not allowed in the gym. Terrible advertising.
Bad image.
That's the honest truth.
Yeah.
Well, I want to make sure everybody knows that they can do this. You know, it's not just some hipster Newport mom term that you hear. No, that's not for me. Really, this is for anybody feeling like we mentioned that they just need some kind of boost in their life.
Yes.
And how would you recommend they start? Should they just call you?
They could call me. I really like if they come by that because everybody's body is different. So I want to talk to them, see kind of how they're feeling, what they want to accomplish. And we custom make all our cleanses. So I custom made this one for you.
You did?
I did.
Knowing what?
Knowing the way you eat.
Oh.
And I got, you know, a little birdie told me.
I see. Yeah, because I didn't tell you.
No, you did not tell me. So I made him a little bit thicker and kind of a little more protein-based
That's
for you.
That's good. That's excellent. Yeah.
Right.
Because I do eat
but,
a lot.
But, yeah, if you come in, you know, I could have a sit-down, a little consultation and see what you want to accomplish. And because we have all sorts of different ones, toning, reset, weight loss. It just depends kind of what you're going for. Because I have a lot of clients that come in and, you know, they're not overweight whatsoever. But
right.
They just want to reset their body. They're just feeling something different or something just not right, you know. Just especially after like a big turkey dinner, you're feeling just kind of slow and, you know, like jello, so you want to come in and kind of reset and get your mind right.
So what's mind focused on then in terms of those aspects, like reset, weight loss, whatever?
Resets kind of to get your body back on track where you don't need to gorge yourself with huge
okay,
meals
good.
Like
that's
you
exactly
need to do.
What I need.
You know, you smaller portions, get rid of that caffeine addiction that you like, you know, drinking 5 cups a day, detoxing, you know, just getting kind of back on track. And actually after the cleanse, you're actually going to find yourself wanting to eat more healthy. You're going to go into a restaurant, you're gonna be like, I actually want a salad.
That's totally my experience too. You
okay.
know, when you're working on that stuff, you know, after the gym, I'm not craving fish and chips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I'm craving some fruit, vegetables,
some
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a great thing. And I know I've made fun. But I should say that, you know, people that have got medical conditions as well, really it's best to talk to somebody like you rather than just launch into this thing blind
yes.
and not, you know. You can
there's definitely some things not to have. There's things that you need to have depending on your conditions.
Yeah.
I have quite a bit of clients that have suffered from different cancer problems that come in and we, you know, do our best to help them out any way we can.
All right.
Well, I'm blindly excited to do this. Of course, I'm only on my first juice, so talk to me tomorrow.
Yeah, you'll feel
you,
a bit
and
weird
you
tomorrow.
Will. Yeah.
But by the end of day two, day three, man, you're going to feel great. I'm jealous.
Joey, thank you so much. Joey the Juice from Art
yes.
of Fitness,
Joey
Art
the
of
Juice.
Juicing.
Thank you.
So you can go see Art of Juicing inside Art of Fitness, 1080 South Coast Highway. You can call Joey 949-464-0203, artofjuicing.net. Is that the website?
Yes, yes.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate you doing this for me, and I'll check out the bag of juice and get you on your way.
Yes, thank you, Tyler.
All right,
appreciate it.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Daily Scramble Live is the show.
Scraily Dumble Live.
Scroobly Doobly. Good morning, Jason Fetty.
How's it going?
Doing very well, thank you. I'm actually doing very well. I was really sick this morning. I came in, I was lethargic, I had a headache, my stomach hurt, and now I've officially started my juice cleanse, and I'm feeling all right.
You know what? It's a great thing. Even the part of it that's the placebo effect, I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it's a great thing. The placebo effect is very powerful in people's minds.
But feel free to check in with me tomorrow and see
you're going to be hungry, and that's okay, but...
Yep.
But you know what? You'll crave your juice every 2 hours. And I just called Ava to see if she wanted to do it. And she's quite healthy, Ava. She's, you know, she doesn't eat what the crap I eat.
Right.
You know. But so she doesn't want to do it. But I'm going to do it. I'm going to start this.
Excellent. I'm happy
you've inspired
for you.
Me, man.
So thank you to Art of Juicing. Joey came in this morning. Viva set that up for us. Marion over at Art of Juicing, Art of Fitness. Awesome. Glad to do this. So we just played the Rebel Light Strangers. A band that we kind of take a little bit of pride in exposing. Turns out the Rebel Light are now doing quite well.
Really?
They're blowing up. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Can you believe that? And they're charting on the alt-rock charts as of today.
Wow.
So it leads me to kind of brag about ourselves and mention Rolling Stone's 50 Best Albums of 2015 list that just came out yesterday. So would you like to know some highlights on the best of albums this year?
I would.
So number one... and remember, Rolling Stone is not just alternative music, so there's going to be a lot of things on here that really aren't our genre. But number one is Kendrick Lamar's album, To Pimp a Butterfly, it's called.
Yeah.
I don't know. Didn't hear it.
No.
Number two, and this is amazing, it came out a week ago, Adele's 25.
You know what? I know. Everyone's going on about Adele. I was going to even mention this to you yesterday. She's been on the cover of Rolling Stone twice last year.
Yeah.
And I've not heard the album yet, I must say.
Here's the thing. It is great. Really great.
Yeah.
And last week, the sales for Adele's new album, 25, made up 50% of the sales of every album in the world.
Wow.
Of just her album.
Hmm.
And part of it is because she's not on Spotify. Okay, she chooses not to stream. So people have to buy the record if they want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the other part of it is that people are willing to pay for music that's really good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, people expect to get things for free, but in the same way that you subscribe to HBO and you pay money to watch great shows, I think people will still pay for music that blows them away.
Do you think they buy the whole thing as well with Adele? Because, I mean, I have not heard the music, but I like Adele.
You know, honestly.
Because she's kind of down to earth, a normal sort of girl.
She's unbelievable to me.
Yeah.
She really is. I think she spans all tastes, all genres, all generations. Everybody I know likes Adele.
Can we find a track off that album to play? I think we should.
Play it a little later on, yeah, if you want. Hello's the big one. But yeah, so Adele's 25 is already number two on Rolling Stone's list. Drake's new album is number three.
Yeah.
D'Angelo and the Vanguard. I'm not familiar with this. No. Black Messiah is number four. But here's one.
D'Angelo. Must be. It's hip-hop, right? Or some. It's R&B.
I don't know. It says its first LP since 2000 is what it says. The Weeknd's album, he had a huge, huge year. And then number six, I think is really cool because I loved this album and I didn't know a lot of people loved this album. It's by Courtney Barnett.
Yeah. We've been playing a lot.
Sometimes I sit and think and sometimes I just sit. This quirky debut album from this really weird Australian chick
who doesn't look
the part came out with this album this year. And I thought it was just so odd and fun and just atypical of what you hear on radio these days. So I'm glad she made the list number six. Jason Isbell. And then the Hamilton soundtrack is number eight, which is the show I saw on Broadway last week in New York by Lin-Manuel Miranda about Alexander Hamilton. I thought that was really cool. The Arcs, Blur made it with number 10. Slater Kinney, they came out with their first album in a long time. We played that earlier this year. So I love that a lot of KX artists are on this that we kind of championed and played. And I don't disagree with Rolling Stone acknowledging some of these huge artists in the top that made big impacts this year.
Yeah. Good for them. I get Rolling Stone.
Do you read?
Yeah. It comes to the house.
Well, the list is out now. You can check
it out. I'll check it out. Yeah. Sometimes I get irritated by them because they tend to sort of champion what's already being championed. But this is great.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's true of every major corporate radio or music entity in the world. That's why we exist, because we champion it, and then they can grab onto it.
Right.
So I guess that's what I'm trying to say, is a lot of these bands, I feel like, sort of started with stations like us, and then show up in a magazine.
And show up
later
on. Well, I'm sure that they've got their eye on smaller stations that are more interested in music.
Tastemakers.
Even than they are.
Yeah.
They've got this weird love affair with Skrillex, or whatever he's called. And that's really annoying.
I love
to
when
me.
You say Skrillex. I want to play a Courtney Barnett song that really struck me this year. It's the single from that debut album, Sometimes I Sit and Think, and Sometimes I Just Sit, called Pedestrian at Best. Excellent.
Wherever you are in the world, you're with KX93.5. I'm Jason Fetty, and that is Tyler Russell.
I'm drinking my second juice of my cleanse.
I'm totally into this. I'm going over there this afternoon. I'm doing it. Yeah. How do you feel?
I feel juiced. I'll show myself out, Jason Fetty.
All right, I'm going to get my coat. See you tomorrow morning. It's been Daily Scramble Live. Together.